Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 8.82, down 16 on the open. December, 9.09, down 14 and a half. September wheat at the board of trade opened at 8.48, down 16 and a half on the open. December, 8.74, down 15 and a half. March, 9.02, down 12. May, 9.11, down 17 and three quarters. July, 9.24, down 14 on the open. September corn opened at 5.37, down 20 and three quarters on the open. December, 5.55, down 22 and a quarter. March, 5.75, down 21 and a half. May, 5.89 and a half, down 18 and three quarters. July, 5.95, down 21 and three quarters. September, 5.99, down 19. December, $6 and a half, down 20. March of 2010, 6.12 and a half, down 18 and a half on the open. September beans opened at 12.22, down 43 and a quarter on the open. November, 12.28, down 46. January, 12.50, down 42. March of 2009, 13.06, down 2 on the open. The November of 2009 contract at 12.33, down 42 on the open. September soybean meal opened at 3.37.60, down 10.60 on the open. October, 3.37, down 8.40. September soybean oil open at 50.20, down 192 on the open. October, 50.80, down 162.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzalo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Before we get rolling with the markets, why don't you take a moment and talk a little bit about what your expectations are at the Outlook seminar tomorrow morning in Lafayette?
Well, we're going to have a nice seminar presentation. It's not just going to be Chuck and I talking. We're also going to have a good group of people, one from Chicago and the EFG group, Tom Fritz. He's always very knowledgeable about funds and the latest of what's going on in Chicago from his vantage point. And then also one of our co-sponsors, the Farm Credit here in Lafayette, Vince Bailey, will be doing a special presentation on the credit markets and also specifically about farm credit and what he's looking forward to in 2009, since a lot of the clients that are in the audience are also working with him and obviously with other lenders. So we're real excited about it, and obviously we're real excited to have you over there and have a real good panel discussion after we get done with our presentation.
That's tomorrow morning at the University Inn in Lafayette, the meeting getting underway at 10 o'clock, and as I understand it, folks, could you show up for this particular meeting?
Yeah, you may not get a seminar packet, so it may be a good idea to call us here on the toll-free line, 866-837-9027, and get signed up so we can make sure we get a seminar packet made up for you. And it is in West Lafayette, not Lafayette proper, so mm-hmm. If you do a Google search, make sure you do West Lafayette.
Thank you very much on that. Let's go ahead and look at the markets. What the recovery rally gave us yesterday, it's taken away and then some today. What do we make of this Friday?
I think it's more of what we've talked about and found more and more clarity on, Dave. The micro fundamentals actually have improved quite a bit this week. The USDA corn number has been met with a lot of trade skepticism. We've got a drier and cooler Midwest weather starting to influence our trade. A lot of missed rains here this week, and some of the meteorologists, especially in the trade, are starting to come around to more of a dry pattern this morning. And our consultant certainly said he'd look for a cooler and drier pattern in the fall time period. And that naturally brings up the idea of not only being dry for bean pod fill and for finishing off the corn fill also, but also it gives guys in the market a little bit more frost-free scare. And so other than the bean data yesterday in terms of the export demand and the NOPA crush numbers showing some shaky attitude and some weaker demand, I think as a whole, the micro fundamentals have really come back around this week and improved. But once again, we see those can be and often have been this last 40 days offset and overridden by bigger picture macro fundamentals like what's suspected in the silver market happened last night. A major hedge fund is going ahead and liquidating long positions. We don't know if they're shutting the hedge fund down or not, but the speculation is they're redeeming. They're going to send redemptions back to their clients. They've liquidated silver. That bled over into the gold, which bled over into the crude oil, and that, in a sense, just brought the dollar bulls back in even harder last night, and we cleared the 77 cent level in the dollar last night, and then the technicals kind of took over. That's kind of how we saw it, because the silver was up about 10% last night, or down 10% last night. The other commodities down only 1 to 3%, so it sure looked like there was something going on in the silver. When we did some digging, sure enough, there was.
So, Lynn, let's go ahead and take that information, the macroeconomics and what happened with the gold, the crude oil, then the U.S. dollar, and put it back on December corn and November beans.
I think short term, there's no question that as long as the dollar goes sharply higher because of these weaker energies and metals markets, that it's going to be tough on the grains. We certainly feel that way. One of the things that the Chicago contacts and our special guests in Terre Haute the other night talked about was it's going to be real hard to get the grain markets up without the metals and energies playing ball, especially a strong move up. Can there be short covering rallies? Can there be sharp spurts to the upside because of weather? Sure, that's absolutely the case. I think we're dealing with something that may be coming down the pike here. That may happen here, Dave. Today is kind of a blow-off day for the bear right now. He's going to win this battle today. But I think when you come around to Sunday night and Monday, the beans especially have not had the report factored into them. We've got too tight a carryover from old crop. If we do go into a drier bias and a drier pattern, I got to believe that some of these micro elements will come back into the bean trade here Sunday night, Monday sometime, and we'll start to put some premium, risk premium back into the futures market. So we're going ahead and buying some bean calls. We're going to re-own our sales, our 30 to 40% of our 08 sales again. We re-owned them in the August calls. They didn't pan out. We're going to go ahead and do some November bean calls here. The only way to make up for lost yield in the fields right now, the only way we know how to do it is to get long in the futures market with the bought calls. May not work because of these outside markets, but it's about the only way we know how to slice that onion right now.
I guess I'm of a mindset, as you look at the technicals, Mike, in the November beans, that we really need to see some clearance above the 200-day moving average to give this market some ideas that it has legs.
We absolutely do, and today's low is paramount not to take out. This 1225 level, 1223 level is absolutely critical. We hold above it, you know, from a technical standpoint, and your 200-day moving average is absolutely right. I think it goes back to the downtrending line we eclipsed in the Dease corn, the 10-day moving average we eclipsed in corn. If we drop back below that 550, 551 level, a lot of the good technicals that we were able to take care of this week will then start to turn neutral to negative again. And I think the other thing it goes back to is why would we dare buy the beans here given that that these outside markets are doing what they're doing? Well, the one reason, obviously, I just said, because it's the only way we know how if we're losing yield in the field to make up that revenue. I think the other thing goes back to, Dave, we've got a really nice financial market right now. The banks are actually leading the equities higher. We've got the S&P back to 1,300. We've got the Dow Jones back up above 11,600. Those are all key resistance levels that used to be support levels. Now we've got them back as support levels. So that's a nice thing to see, especially when we've been talking about this, equities, financials, banking stocks for the last 3 weeks in a row.
All right, then. Why don't we spend a little bit of time looking at that wheat market, which had been independent wedge formation, whichever way you want to talk about it, and it has broken sharply to the upside. Do we believe this move?
Well, we do, but we want to sell into it. We've got an overvalue level of about 975 in July 09 wheat. We put the recommendation out last night on our nightly copy to go ahead and get the first 20% sold at that 935, 936 level. We'll make catch-up sales here today regardless of what the price finishes up at. Make that first 20% cash sale in 09. Do another 20% in the 08 at this point. We feel like the wheat has kind of run its course. It had a good week this week. We're a little bit nervous about the way the charts look, and we're a lot more nervous about the fact that the USDA is telling us we're going to have a record production number of 2008 global wheat, and it tells us that we're going to have 60 million more tons put on the production side than we had last year. So that's a big number, and we feel like 850 front end and 935 back end new crop wheat should be rewarded with the start of sales.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave.
Mike Zuzalo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick September wheat in Kansas City at 887 down 11. At the Board of Trade, September 852.5 down 12. December 878 down 11.5. September corn 534 down 23.75. December 553.5 down 23.75. September beans 1224 down 41.25. November 1227 down 47. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.